back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, my buddy Matt McCall, you masculine men up there in the A-10. Coach, how you feeling, man? Good talk to you again, brother.
Boss Man, it's always a pleasure, my man. It is always a pleasure, okay? Anytime you text me or you call me and ask me to jump on your show, you know I'm never turning it down. So appreciate you having me again.
No doubt. Coach, I'm telling you, ask you this, brother. This summer, having the guys on the campus for workouts and get them to gel together, have that camaraderie that you didn't have in 2020. How was that for your young men and your new staff as well?
Yeah, man. Obviously, you know, it is not having last summer. You know, there's been some guys on our roster that haven't had a summer with us yet. And to be able to have that time this summer has been great. We had the entire team here for 6 weeks. We have a very older group, a more experienced group, a very mature group. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited about this team, and I'm excited about the possibilities, you know, of this season.
And, Coach, as you know, Coach McCall, in summertime is where you get better. So mm-hmm. That 6 weeks is going to really help them come when you get back on campus here in late August and in the October practice start off for real, and then we'll try playing games in November. I mean, all this time together, this work now makes a difference come November, December, February, and March.
Yeah, boss man, I approached it a little bit different this summer than maybe I ever had as a coach, you know, in terms of just, you know, our team being older, being mature, you know, really attacking the transfer portal, taking some grad transfers. I approached it more in terms of like, hey, listen, let's throw everything out there. Let's practice 5-on-5. I think a lot of other summers who've done a lot of individual instruction, you know, worried about, you know, the fall and practice and injuries and things. And it's like, hey, man, let's get after it. Let's practice this summer, right? And then come the fall, we'll be able to break those things down. And because we have a more mature group because we have older guys, now they know our system. They know what we're trying to do defensively. They know what we're trying to do offensively. Now we can break it down for them, but also, you know, maintain their bodies, right? Like, you look at the summertime, what's everybody trying to do? They're trying to bulk up. It's a lot of strength and conditioning. What happens is you get into the season, everyone starts dropping weight because you're playing so many minutes and you're practicing 2.5-3 hours, right? Okay, well, let's go all out in the summertime in terms of practice. Let's throw our whole system out there. Now in the fall, start fall camp, we don't have to be on the floor nearly as long, but let's also maintain our bodies. Let's also, you know, help prevent injuries. And I think that you know, approaching it that way is gonna you know, have some very positive results for us.
And Coach, you know this to be true. Diet, nutrition, recovery, all that goes into it. And I know you want to play defense and play hard every night, 40 minutes a night. I know how you coach. So I think that approach and knowing how you really care about those nutrition, diet, and recovery is going to help your young men, been old as well. They know how to go through that, know how to eat right, know how to go to bed and not play Madden all night. So I feel like having that roster, man, is going to really help you out this year for real.
Yeah, no question. And I again, you know, not having to be on the practice floor for 3.5 hours or 2.5 hours, you know, come September 28th or 29th or whatever the day is, I think could benefit us. And then you can put more focus and emphasis on player development and, you know, individual instruction and scouting as well.
Now, I think the older team, you know, when you watch film, it's not like, what did this mean? What does a stunt mean? What does a back cut? Like stuff that, you know, a young freshman might understand because in high school, they probably throw the ball out there. Hey, you go score. You know, it's not, but on your level, it's not that way. You got to really watch the film and know what you're watching to learn and apply it on the game court there.
Yeah, I mean, we were last summer or last year, boss man, we were ranked, you know, 300 plus in terms of experience on our roster. And that was one of the things that we really tried to address this offseason, this recruiting season in the spring, especially with the transfer portal. Like, we need to get older. Right, the best teams in the Atlantic 10 have been, you know, teams that are older. They have seniors, they have experienced guys on their roster and on their team. You know, so that was something that we really addressed. And like you said, you know, I've noticed this summer, even when you're teaching something, you tell these guys to do it one time, they get it, they understand it because they've been through college practice before, they've been through games, they know what goes into it, they've been in film sessions, and I think that's going to benefit us, you know, once we start playing games in November.
And the portal for you, the name UMass jumps out because anybody who loves basketball knows UMass has been perennial in the tournament and as a brand. So I feel like the portal is really going to help you. And it helped you this year for sure. You know, it's kind of like the NBA fragrancy. You can kind of, if you need to find a forward or a stretch five or a stretch, you can find that portal some way, somehow, and make it work for you scholarship wise.
You know, the other thing too, boss man, that I've just being around these guys over the summer too, they've all had their own unique journey to get here, right? Guy like Trent Buttrick played at Penn State. You know, he was on a really, really good team there. He was also on a team that didn't have a lot of success. So he knows what goes into winning. He also knows some things that could get in the way of winning, you know, and, you know, Michael Stedman, Rich Kelly, he was at Quinnipiac. He then transferred up to Boston College, averaged double figures last year at Boston College. He's coming to us. He's been through his own experience, right? You know, Michael Stedman's coming from the West Coast. He's coming to us. He was at Montana. He was at San Jose State, had a huge career there, kind of blew up. And, you know, he's been through his own journey. And I think when you have guys like that, and then we have a kid named Greg Jones who went to JMU, left JMU, went to a Division II school, and now is coming back up to Division I. So all these guys, in terms of our grad transfers, have their own unique journey. And I also think, in terms of the other guys that are on the team, they can help them, especially maybe some of the younger guys, in terms of, hey, listen, these are some of the mistakes I've made. These are some of the things I did well. And I think hopefully that'll help our culture as well.
And you know what, Coach McCall, what's great about it, you're the perfect guy to deal with that because you're just a laid-back dude. You know, I've seen you coach practices. I've seen you coach games in practice. I know how you are. You realize they come. So a guy can relate to you because you're real. You're not going to BS them. And you really love it. You love on your guys. You know, you coach them hard, but you love them at the same time. I feel like that mixture and that balance makes why I feel like those guys came to the right place to be with you. You can help mold them in that last year of eligibility.
Yeah, the other thing too, boss man, is when me and you met, I was young. We were having all kinds of levels of success at Chattanooga. We were winning games left and right, had an unbelievable team. But I look, especially that first year with that team, the level of maturity that was in that locker room, right? With Greg Pryor, Eric Robertson, Justin Toyo, Trey McClain, Chuck Esther. We lose Casey Jones to injury. We have D. Oldham, who was an older, mature guy who could handle even coming off the bench. And that's one of the reasons that we were so good, you know, and trying to understand that. I had to go through some experiences here at UMass to learn and to grow. And then even looking back on that year and reflecting, man, what were some of the things that, why were we so good? Why were we able to win 29 games? Why were we able to go to the NCAA tournament? And I think the level of maturity in that locker room and the buy-in by everybody, right? You know, even the guys coming off the bench, the Duke Etheridges, the Jonathan Burroughs Cooks, like I said, D. Oldham could have started most places in the Southern Conference. And he accepted his role and we were able to take off. So that level of maturity, having older guys, understanding that, I think is very, very valuable. And that's really how we've tried to build this team here at UMass.
Most definitely. And Coach, tell us about your new staff, Coach, because I know that was important to get you some new guys up there for your staff and how they've been with your guys as well.
Yeah, you know, I've had some guys here, boss man, that have been with me from day one. You know, Lucius Jordan has been with me from day one. Brian Grossman, I bumped up to an assistant coach. He's been with me from day one. Jake Kurtz was with me at Chattanooga. He's been with me from day one. We have Tyson Wheeler, who's one of the best players maybe ever to play in the Atlantic 10. And we hired Ricky Harris, who's challenging Tyson Wheeler for one of the best players ever in the Atlantic 10. Now, Tyson was at our rival, Rhode Island, but, you know, all high energy guys, all guys that are about the right things that want to serve the program and ultimately make these guys better, you know, and that's what it's about. So, you know, when you have those former players, you know, like Ricky Harris, you know, Ricky's energy in practice, he's been with us the last, you know, 2-3 months. His energy in practice is infectious for our players and really couldn't be happier to bring him home and get him back to his alma mater.
And Coach, I've seen you on Facebook, man. Your girls have gotten so big. I remember running around McKenzie Arena. I remember how I come to those games and see them after the game running around with you and the wife and just happy to be there. Not really, they're happy to see their dad just won. And now I see them as big sisters now with your new son, Maverick. Tell us about him, man.
Boss man, so we – Brooklyn was born in Gainesville when I was an assistant coach, okay? We had Kylie in Chattanooga right after I got the job, and now we've got Maverick at UMass. So every stop along the way, the other stop was Florida Atlantic with Coach Mike Jarvis, who was great to me in my career. I met my wife at Florida Atlantic, so it was met my wife at Florida Atlantic, moved back to Gainesville, went back and, you know, got married and had Brooklyn, moved a little further north, had Kylie, moved a little further, a lot further north, and had Maverick. So the family's doing great, man. He's 4 weeks old tomorrow, and, you know, he are my two girls are great big sisters, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's Coach. I feel like, man, I'm getting old because they're getting older. Like, wow, I remember you were small at Chattanooga, yeah. And now they're like, wow, they've gotten big.
Kylie was a baby, man, that first year. She was a baby. She was a baby, no question.
Yeah, and like I said, that's how far we go back, man. That's why I love you, man. Thank you for having me around in practice, for seeing you guys opening your doors to me. I appreciate your friendship, Coach, and I'm all cheering for you, man, because you're so real, and you just got a guy I like a lot, man.
Oh, man, boss, man, like I said, you've always been great to me. I'll never forget. I tell people this story all the time. Every time, I think I've told this story every time on your show, okay? We drove from Chattanooga to Lipscomb on the day of the game. There was a huge wreck on the interstate. We were late to the game. We got there probably 15, 20 minutes before the tip.
Okay? Yes.
And we were out there rebounding for our guys, getting our guys loose. Okay, so always indebted to you, man. You got to make sure at some point here you get my man Justin Toyo, who's down in Atlanta. You got to get him on your show, man. Reach out to Justin, get him on your show. He had a great TBT experience. So
I'll do
I know
that.
He'd appreciate to hear from you.
I'll do that for you, Coach. Coach, anytime. Hey, I want to help you also. I love you. I love Spoon. I love Eddie. So, look, I was like, I don't care. I'm going to help these guys. I got out there. I just didn't care. I said, they need some help. Let me get out here and help these guys out. So I did it, man. So I could think,
that's exactly
I can help my
right,
guy
man.
Out.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It was unbelievable.
Yes, sir.
We got to get you to a UMass game this year, boss, man. It'd be great to see you in person.
I sure will. I've got to look at that schedule, man. When you ever listen, let me know, and I'll definitely see how I can make it work. When we play the Celtics, hopefully. When you come up there and see, I may make that drive over to Amherst to see you, man.
That'd be great. The Celtics got my man Al Horford back with them. I know he's a former Hawk, but he's back with the Celtics, so I'm excited to have him back.
And a former Gator, too. So, you know, that whole connection right there. So I know what it is for you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Hey, Coach, thank you for your time, buddy. You be safe, man. I'll see you real soon, brother.
Boss, man, you got it, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Anytime, buddy.
All right, man.